great. Actually, lines out our song. Everybody's in the back room spinning up, everybody's in the front room tripping out, in a way that it was a great little song, that, because actually it really, it's a profoundly Kabbalistic, it's a great little song, it's a profoundly Kabbalistic song, you know, when it speaks of having a soul of fire, being flesh and being bone. And I'll talk to you about flesh and bone another time, because it's a very profound Kabbalistic teaching that's connected to the book of Isaiah and is about the essence of the Kabbalah, about bones becoming flesh, flesh becoming bone. There's the interplay of appearance and the root archetype of appearance.
Who sang it?
His name is Barnes Courtney. He's a country singer.
Sorry?
Barnes Courtney.
B-A-R-N-S,
first name, Courtney, C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. And the album is called The Attractions of Youth.
That song was good.
First one is from, it was PJ Harvey, but it's from the soundtrack to Bard Sisters, which is a... Yeah, it's good, PJ Harvey. So what I'd like you to do now is just get present. Just come into your bodies. So just be aware of your senses. I'm not going to do it in the detailed way we did it earlier on, but just notice your body. You know, you'll notice the effect of the morning and the early afternoon, so your body's maybe a bit more tired. You've also received a lot of information, so your bodies will be dealing with that as well. But just let your attention fold inwards, let your senses fold inwards. Sinking inwards and downwards to the center point. Just the sense of feeling centered in the middle of my experience, in the middle of my body. And feeling that sense of the body as the bridge. Hearing the sound of the clock bell. Being aware of the outside. Then tipping our attention inwards. Finding ourselves once again standing in front of the house of life. Just immediately. Notice this time how the whole house looks from the outside. As if you're looking at it from the street. There's a number of steps leading up to the door. So notice the door. Notice the shape of the house. Notice the colours of the house. And then slowly just ascend the steps and find yourself before the door. And once again notice the jackal-headed door knocker. I'm noticing that head more clearly. And as you notice it, it is as if it notices you, as if there is an intelligence within it looking out through the eyes of the door knocker. So looking at the jackal's face while the jackal's face looks at you. Noticing that moment of meeting, that moment of seeing and being seen. Placing your hand upon the door knocker. feeling that connection deepen and knocking three times. Letting the door open, stepping across the threshold. Noticing immediately to your right, the spiral stair moving downwards. Moving in an anti-clockwise way. So letting yourself descend the spiral stair, feeling the coolness, the clearness of this spiral as you descend into the depths, into the roots of the house of life. Passing the room of the moon, coming down into the basement, again noticing the bedrock, noticing the basalt floor, noticing the domed ceiling with the almond blossom carved into the apex. Beneath it, noticing the horned altar, also in basalt. The light is dim. There's a sense of great warmth, great life, great power underneath this place. You notice the top of the altar with its matrix of interlocking six-pointed stars. You feel above you the almond flower and the spine of the house of life going up into the roof. You place your hands upon the horns of the altar, giving yourself into the mystery. And as you do so, there is a great surge of life and energy. Beneath your hands, the altar becomes shining white marble. The interlocking stars draw back, and from the center of the altar, a rainbow-colored flame arises. Striking the almond blossom and being absorbed by it, and traveling up the spine of the house, into all the rooms of the house, reaching at length the white sun that is at the top of the house. Feel the arising of the power and the sense of light and colour that comes into this basement room. In the four directions, four stained glass windows appear in brilliant colour. In front of you in the east, there is the figure of the winged man, in yellow and gold. Behind you is the white eagle. On your right hand is the winged lion, and your left hand is a winged bull. These are the holy living creatures, shining their light, shining their color, their life, their energy into the basement, witnessing the going and the returning. Feeling the pulse from the white sun of the white light that descends from the height down back into the altar as the rainbow light and the white light dance together. Give yourself into that surge, that movement, that sense of the awakening of life. And as before, you take your hands from the altar. Moving around it, you find another stairway. Moving clockwise. The feeling of the stairway is warm and dry and light. And it is easy to walk up it, spiraling, moving upwards. Coming at length to the landing and to the door of the moon, and stepping into the antechamber of this door, we find the lectern with its images. And just beyond the lectern, we find a wall, but in the wall, there is the stained glass image of the magician that we have been studying. And the root meaning of the magician is the transparent consciousness, the living icon who allows the passage of light to enter into the main moon chamber. We must stand in the place of the magician, as if stepping into this stained glass window from behind, becoming the magician. In the midst of the garden, becoming the transparent consciousness that allows the passage of light. Enter into transparency, enter into the stance of the magician in the midst of the magic for one moment. And as you do so, you find yourself in another room. It's like being inside an amethyst, where there is a deep purple light shot through with silvers and blues and greens. And in the center of the room, there is a great stone font or well. As you place your hands upon the wellhead, you see deep into the well, this great store of life and power that is the inner sea. And right at the heart of the well, you see the spiral straight diagram. Like a great serpent coiled upon itself. And as you feel a great surge of energy from beneath and feel the spine of the house, for a moment you invite the spiral to straighten, to arise in power and glory. And as you do so, there is a great sense of spinning around stillness, a great rising upwards, a great sense of life and power. that takes you into the room of the round table and the mirror and its many connections, that takes you upwards into the cube within a cube, into the heart of the white sun. Where all is one and one is all. Your feet are in the earth. Your pelvis is in the moon. Your heart is in the sun. Your throat is in space. Your head is in the white sun. You are here and there. You are in the house of life, and the house of life is in you. Be one with the unity. You feel the energy receding. And the serpent energy returning down the levels. Returning with it, you find yourself contemplating the mystery of the well and the spiral and the strait, and the mystery of the union that is touched for a moment. That is touched through becoming the transparent consciousness of the deep magician. You take your leave of the font and return to the partition, stepping through the stained glass window and shedding that shape. Coming into yourself, you return to the lectern and turn a page of the book. An image will present itself. For a while you close the book and return to the spiral stair. Coming to the room of the table and the mirror. Sit for a moment with the companions and the teacher. Ask for help to understand the experience of the awakening of the spiral snake. And then return to the spiral stair. Ascending to the cubic room of paradox, the cube within the cube. Contemplate the cube at the center of the cube, seeing within it the letters of the name Yud He Shin Vav He that you were looking at earlier. See the essence of that diagram, the circle and the equal-armed cross, the letter Yud and the letter Vav, the two letters He, rotating together around the triple flame of the Shin. Be in the center of the cube. Hold the cube. Be one with the mystery of the cube within the cube. And as you enter into that mystery, enter into the mystery of the white sun, just above the house, just above the crown of your head. Return to the feeling of being in the house of life, and the house of life being within you. Feeling the basement, the room of the moon, the room of the table, the cube, and the white sun. Feeling yourself in between the worlds, being in the house being in you, and tipping your senses forward. Just bring them back into this room, just here, just now. Hearing sound within the room, feeling your feet and your body in contact with the ground, smelling and tasting the room. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking into the room.